Radio Kent.
Morning all, Len Bitopic here on BBC Radio Kent. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. Appropriately enough for a Sunday, we're talking about the Bible, a Bible that uses just 1,200 English words to tell the story from Genesis to Revelation, has been released online for the very first time. It's a culmination of two decades' work by a group of volunteers. The project has grown rather more than expected and is being used by multimedia groups. Sorry, not multimedia, that's my old job. Multi-faith groups. As an introduction to Christianity by prisoners and by those with low literacy levels. John Williams worked on this project and is with us now. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Lembit.
Now, where did the idea come about?
The idea came from a missionary who is working on a Bible translation project in Ghana. She found out that some of the people there could understand and read a bit of English, so she asked us if we could write some simple materials for them. So we just started with some short passages from the Bible and added some helpful comments to help people understand them, and it just grew from there.
How did you do it with just 1,200 words? That must be an amazing challenge to get the complexity of the Bible into so few words.
It is. So we chose the 1,200 most common words in English, and not only did we do that, but we limited ourselves to the common meanings of those words. So if you take the word blue, for example, we use that to mean a colour. We don't use it to mean sad or melancholy.
Do you think people who are reading it will get that, or are the cultural norms so powerful that you won't be able to detach what you're trying to do from what actually happens?
I think so. I mean, can I read two verses from it
to give
you a feel from it?
Read one.
Okay, this is from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, where he talks about love. If I love, I will be patient, I will be kind. I will not want to be like other people so much that I get angry with them. I will not tell people how good I am. I will not think that I'm better than other people.
Brian Woodgates, you're a chaplain. What do you make of that? Is this patronising? Is this oversimplistic?
No, I think it's excellent. I think anything that makes the Bible more accessible to people, and especially those with basic English or limited English or whatever, or not particularly literate, if that helps them to read the Bible and understand the Bible, it can only be a good thing.
Peter, what do you think? Is this an impossible task? Do you think we're going to lose the message of the Bible by doing this?
No, I don't. I think I agree with Brian. It's an excellent idea. It will extend accessibility. I have to say, to package the message of the Bible in 1,200 words is extraordinary.
Challenging.
I really do congratulate them having
Absolutely.
Done that.
John, you apparently have also reached out to other faith groups in the process. How did that come about? Why has it extended the appeal?
So we thought we were just writing for people in Africa, but as soon as we put it on our website, which is easyenglish.info, we found a demand for people all over the world. So we have people from over 200 countries coming to it and reading it. We have over 100,000 visitors every week reading it. Not only that, but we found people in the UK, churches in the UK, are using it as a basis to reach out to internationals who've come to the UK through Bible studies in simple English, and some are combining it also with English classes.
Okay, and last question for you, particularly John, what happens next? Is this a finished project now, or are you still developing the words?
So we're working with the Bible Society. They have already printed Mark's Gospel, they're working on the other Gospels, and then they're going to go on to print the whole Bible.
Okay, well, thanks very much for joining us, John. Very, very interesting project, and you've got lots of praise in the studio here. Brian, it does seem to me that they've done something quite extraordinary in making the entire Bible work in just 1,200 words.
I think it's absolutely brilliant, and I applaud what they've done, and I look forward to reading the printed version.
Is it just online at the moment?
What I heard, it seems it's just online at the present time, but I think he said Bible Society are going to print it.
Yes, that's right.
He did. And I've already got Mark's Gospel out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see the New Testament, certainly.
We'll be coming to your thought for the day quite soon. I'll be trying to count how many different words you're using whenever you do that, but hold that thought, because I want to ask Peter, do you think that we're just dumbing down the Bible to try and get to more people? I don't want to sound rude about it, but if people can't understand the big Bible, should we be kind of changing what many people say is God's Word into what must be a human interpretation?
Well, it seems to me you've got to start somewhere. Yeah. And if you can bring more people in with less literacy skills, that's got to be a good thing. And then they can graduate later, perhaps, and
But how does this make sense? I go to a church called Oasis, and it's fairly metaphorical in its interpretation, but lots of people with faith, they actually say, we've got to stay true to God's word. We can't meddle with it. If you've got 1,200 words, you're meddling with God's word. That's going to offend a lot of more traditional Christian people, Peter.
Perhaps, but I think for me the fundamental message is more important.
Absolutely.
And I think you can get overly focused on some of the other stuff.
I mean, there are many other modern translations out there available already and have been for many years. Mm-hmm. And I think if this starts people reading the Bible, I mean, and then moving to something which expands the text rather further... Mm-hmm. It can only be a good thing. I mean, God's word is not just contained to one particular version or anything like that. And unless we could read the original Greek and Hebrew, that's the ultimate if you want to get there. But everything else is translation or paraphrase. This would come into the context of paraphrase mm-hmm. on a grand scale. But I liked what I heard from 1 Corinthians 13, and it's kind of saying that very succinctly. And it's the message that really counts, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's obviously a unanimous vote from you two, and indeed from John, that you can change the words as long as you get the message. So, looks like it's quite a popular project. I'm sure we'll come back to this in the future, but what I want to hear, Brian, is your thought for the day in your words, and that's Brian Woodgate, chaplain at Burswood Christian Hospital, going to give us his thought for the day.
Right now.